Town of Ruley special meeting for June 25th, 2013. It'll come to order. Please turn off for silence electronic devices. Mr. Andre, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
By the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushrod?
Here.
Councilmember Reshore?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Easler?
Here.
Attorney Pasta? Mayor Norman?
Here. Before we turn the meeting over to Tom Holden for the purpose of the meeting, I put together something today that's a very brief outline of where we've been and kind of roughly where we're going. First of all, in 2006 and 2007 budget year, the town hired an architect to evaluate the police station. His evaluation, and I don't have a copy of it, but I can find what I get, was that the building was so old that it would be, you spend a bunch of money on it and you still have an old building when you finish, and that it would be a better idea if we pursued building a new station rather than remodeling the existing station. We've experienced since then, you know, people who come into town that have like Red and White Store and the Ethels and places like that. When they try to do something with it, they almost have to gut it out completely because of wiring and lead pipe and different things. So that wasn't a big surprise. From 2007 to 2009, we spent $65,000 in two different budget years, separately, 31 year, 35 next, on police station repairs. I don't remember what they were. It was air conditioning and different cabinets and flooring and stuff like that. So we spent $65,000. In 2010, we applied for the capital outlay appropriation, started that loan process. In 2011, we were approved for in the capital outlay, and I won't go into all the details, but priority one means you actually have the money. The state share of $100,000 was a 75-25 share, but it was only for the planning purposes. It wasn't nearly enough to even get started on construction. So that happened that year. And then since that time, Tom has been enlisted and they've prepared a very nice set of drawings. And right now the drawings, as they are today, are ready to go at a moment's notice, go off of bids. They're in a position where we could go off of bids. However, this year at the legislature, they have what's called House Bill 2, which is basically has the capital outlay projects in it. Ours was approved or moved up to priority one, which means we actually have the money. The legislature passed it, okay? Of course, we still have a 25% match over and above that. So the project, as you'll see later, is about 3.3 total. But be that as it may, $2.5 million was approved by the legislature. Next slide. Now, where we are today is the governor is to decide if the project will remain in House Bill 2. Basically, it's down to one guy. If Governor Jindal says it's a go, then it's a go. If he says it's not a go, then it's not a go. It's just that simple. And I guess you go back to the legislature the following year if it's not a go, but I really don't want to talk about that because it's not worth talking about. In general terms and round numbers, and we can talk about these numbers all you want, but total expenditures to date, roughly the state has spent $100,000 and we've spent $33,000. That's money that's already spent. You all know that from the budgeting process. The remaining, if you round it off, you take 25% of 3.3, that's $825,000, and the state puts up $250,000. So that's what we're looking at, the numbers. You told me it's 800, I wouldn't argue. You told me it's 850, I wouldn't argue. It's somewhere in those ranges, but that's an order of scale of what we're looking at. Now, it's always been my position from the very beginning that since a lot of this stuff was authorized and approved by previous councils, that when we got to the point where we were ready to be serious about building this building, we were going to have a meeting in the council and we were going to discuss this thing in detail. Dovetailing with that is Don Easler for sure, and maybe other council members have said, We want to have a meeting where this whole project is laid out for us so we can see what we get into. There's only one person, there's only two people on earth that I think really know what we're getting into, that's those two guys over there. I mean, they tell me only what I need to know, like sign here and all that. So I'm going to learn a lot from this process also. They went over all that stuff with me, but I wasn't paying attention as well as I should have. Jamie was the guy, not here, was the guy that sat down with architects and said, hey, we need this evidence and this withholding, this and that, you know, kind of from a policeman's angle. And so unless anybody has any comments or questions, I'm going to introduce you all to Tom Bolden, our architect. Tom has a little short presentation and again, hopefully after his presentation, it'll generate a lot of questions and a lot of, you know, I want the council members especially, I was hoping there'd be an audience here. You know, we want it to be an informational meeting. It says in the agenda, we ain't going to vote. And now is not the appropriate time to say, oh, I'm for it or I'm against it. But it is the appropriate time to ask detailed questions about everything. You can question everything. From what does this brick cost? And why are we doing it this way? And, you know, there's a lot of history. There's reasons for things that have been done so far. Have y'all have any more candy on mine y'all handing out already? I mean, I thought it was for you. Anyway, with that, I'm going to turn it over to Tom Bolden, our architect, and he'll take it from there.
Thank you for coming to see. We've worked on this project, I guess, now for 2 years with it.
At least, yeah.
At least that long. And so, even just this afternoon, I talked to facility planning to make sure everything's still there, and it's still there. So everything looks good. And they told us that if schedule follows as they expect, the governor will sign the bill, and we would be able to go out for bid mid-August, with bids coming in mid-September. That would be the earliest we'd be able to do it. But the plans are ready. The only thing we haven't done yet is send it to the fire marshal's office, just because we didn't want to spend the review fee, and if it got delayed, then you'd lose that, you'd have to do it again, but it's only about a four-week process. But this building right here is the police administration building. It is a 5,200 square foot, one-story building. It's got the contemporary look with the colors, and all kind of blend with the colors of the town hall. So it's facing, this wall right here faces the street, the highway one out there, and this is the side street right here. So the fire station and the existing police station are back on this corner. So there will be some demolition that has to occur in order for this to be constructed at this site. So we started from the very beginning with all the consulting engineers. We did surveys, we did the geotechnical borings, did everything we needed to do to find out if this thing would be able to be placed where it is. It's a tight site, but we've worked out a plan that we feel works pretty well. It's pretty efficient. So you can go to the next slide. These are some views of the building from different angles. This is from these are some studies that we did from different angles. So this was, we looked at it being mirrored the opposite direction, but it didn't get built like that. This is more like what we're doing right here. All these, if I had the model to show you, a 3D model, which I didn't have time to put on a slide for you, but we can spin around and let you fly around the building and see what it looks like. But the materials on the building are metal panels right here. These are masonry walls right here. These are another type of metal panel right there. And then on the back side over here, we have more masonry. Next slide. We're right here in the town hall, and this is the administration building. As you see, this is the highway out here. So it faces the west. And when you look at the elevations and the skin of the building, we've used some fairly, contemporary environmental detailing for sunscreens and the like to help with the AC. All the glass is insulated glass. It's a low E, slightly reflective, almost clear glass. So we've done the best we can to make the building energy efficient. We have a drive, I think, right here that comes in. Right here. It's hard to point. This kind of shaky as it is anyway. The drive comes in right here. It's a little difficult to see with this. Can you turn off just the A light, or do they all go off at once?
Half of them go off.
Yeah, turn half of them off if you can. There you go. All right, so you might be able to see how this drive right here, there's new parking right here. So you enter the site, these are the patrol vehicles will enter the site on this drive right here, make a loop, almost a U-turn, to come into Sallyport right there. There's additional parking behind Town Hall right here. And this is an archive building. This project's been broken into three different buildings. And so we have an archive building, which will be for record storage and archives. And this building is in the back. That's a 2,600 square foot building. And then finally, the third component is the maintenance building right here for police. And it's 3,400 square feet. So you got 5,200 square feet right here, then 2,600 square feet, and then 3,400 square feet. This is a metal building right here. This building is more in tune with the same design as the administration building.
What's the one back on the side?
This one back here is the maintenance building. It's got four vehicle bays in that building. And we approach the project, we do this on every project that we do. And I explained this to the mayor. We have an ad alternate in this building. Well, the base bid will have the police administration building and the maintenance building included in the base bid. And the last bay of the maintenance building, this end of it down here, will be partitioned in the base bid as the archives. That's where the storage will be. If the bids come in high, we'll take the base bid. If the bids come in where we expect them to, we'll build all three buildings. That way, it's kind of a just-in-case scenario. At least we know we can get the two buildings bid right away, or built right away. Next slide. Okay, this is the administration building. You have a lobby right here. This is the duty officer. There's a public restroom for anybody that enters the lobby. This door right here will be a security door and wall. And all of the exterior doors are security controlled with access controls. This is a, right here is the duty officer. Right behind the duty officer is a file room. And I can't read that. Evidence room. That's the evidence room right there. So this room right here is a secure room as well. Then the chief's office is on this end right here with a restroom for the chief and a closet. There's a closet right here for the assistant chief. And the sergeant's office is right there. The patrol room is right here where everybody meets in the morning and reviews what's up on the day. This is a fitness center. We've included fitness equipment and it's got special finishes in here for the fitness center. Over here, I think we've got, I can't read it, I don't have my glasses, but server room, and then there's an AV closet, which serves, this is your emergency operations center right here. So there'll be full AV and IT hookups and everything there. You can use that in the event you have a disaster. This whole building complex, this building right here is on an emergency generator, which is in the job, which will be a new emergency generator. This is electrical equipment room right here, and then restroom facilities with, they'll have lockers in these facilities to change into uniforms. And then over here is the processing station. So say one of the officers on duty brings in a prisoner. He can bring him in, process him, he can sit him, he can cuff him on a bench right here while he's processing it. And if they want to interrogate him, they can bring him in this office right here, this interrogation room, ask questions, and then put them back. If they need to go to the restroom, they take the inmate in this room right here to the restroom. Let them go to the restroom. But this Sallyport is interlocked with the doors to the building so that if this door is unlocked, these doors have to be locked. If this door is unlocked, if the vehicle's leaving, it's got a loop in the ground, it has a card access control at the front of the proximity reader. So as the officer drives up, proximity readers any number of ways. You can set them so that you have basically a decal on the car. When you drive up, it automatically opens for you. Or you can have a key punch, or you can have a card swipe.
So when the back door is unlocked,
if this door is open, that door has to be locked. In other words, this door right here cannot be open or unlocked unless that door is locked.
Person can't just leave out of that.
That's right. If the person gets out of this door, and this is also a fire exit-related door right here. They're all interlocked. Okay, so that if this door opens, and say you have a prisoner that makes a run for it, he can't go anywhere. if you get them out of the car and you're in this room, right, if you're in the saddle court right here, you take them out of the car and he drives the bolt on you and run there, he can't get in the building and he can't get outside. He's contained in that spot right there.
So it opens, closes, and then it closes?
Right. And you physically cannot open the other door if that door's open. So they have to be closed in order.
On the front of that room, same thing with that building?
This same thing with this door right here.
Okay.
Right. If you have somebody in here and you open this door will not be able to be open. So he can't run through there. So that's basically the layout. Oh, back over here is a kitchen. It's a full-blown kitchen with an exhaust to it. So if you have a hurricane event and you're camped out here for 4 or 5 days, you cook, all it's on gas. You got a gas generator outside. This whole building will be powered up during the loss of power. Next slide. This is the archive building right here, record storage. Some of this space right here will be used by police and some other for other storage, but this building is basically just a storage building. It's got one it's got an evidence annex right here, evidence room that's a little bit higher security, and so that's going to serve all your storage requirements.
And that's this climate is a, control.
Oh, I'm sorry. Climate oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Climate control. And this is an open carport right here. You've got several vehicles to store. I think you've got a gator and you may have some other equipment that you want to store in there. So it'll be protected from the elements. Next slide. This is the, turn around here. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the maintenance building. And as I said, there are four vehicle doors. So you have quite a lot of equipment back there that could be stored in this building. It's also got an exterior yard that you can store things behind a chain link fence. So these walls right here will be in the base building, and this would be your archive and annex right here.
If the bids
come in high. And right now, bids are coming in very low. And so it's a good time to bid still. I think it's creeping up, but it's still pretty favorable for the owner. So I don't expect that this will be built. I expect that this will be one open building right here, and you'll have that other next building built. Next slide. This is just to show you what that bell building looks like. It looks like a bell building. Okay, so it's going to look just like the other building that's next to it. It'll look like they were built together. Same pitch, same color, same style. Next slide. This is just looking at it from the end. This is where that covered outdoor yard is. And that's where the other end will go. Next. This is the building again from, now that you've seen the inside, you get a little bit better picture. This was simulating kind of a brick color, and this is a machine color, and it's a little more contemporary statement, but you know, it's a, basically you're looking forward. City of Brule is going to mature during the life of this building. It should last forever. All right, next slide. This would be what it looks like in the evening, lit up from inside. As you see, it's got a nice glow to it, very simple. We've kept it as straightforward as possible. We think it's very conservative and buildable building. And I know there are a lot of people interested in business. That's it. It's a pretty short presentation, but it's a pretty simple building.
How many square feet is this building? No clue. Just trying to get it.
My guess, this building's probably 6,000-7,000 square feet.
Yeah. How much room do I have around the side of it? I know it says tight.
It is pretty tight. You want to go back to that site plan again when you're looking down on the side? It's like the second slide. No, go ahead. Fourth slide. Now that one. In the front where the drive is, we've left that drive exactly where it is. And there, I think those spaces are currently there. All right, I think these spaces are currently there, or we may have added one. I can't tell if this was more for presentation.
But the basic driveway part in the front.
This is the same drive. We haven't changed any of that. We didn't want to. We don't want to reinvent the wheel right there. But we've got this one fit in here. This is about 8 or 10 feet from the
curb. It'll kind of leach into this part.
So there's about 8 or 10 feet right there on this side, and this will be landscape along here. And then, of course, there's a sidewalk, I think, that cuts across from this parking. So visitor parking could either be right here and walk around, or it could be on the backside and walk over to it. And the building's really laid out more for the function of the people who use the building, more so than the convenience of the public. You know, it's a lot more important to have it function properly with the circulation than to make it easy for the public to come to the front door. Because those would be few of our point.
You mentioned some demolition will take place. What is that to be about?
I think the existing police building has to be demolished, which is located right about there. I think that's right, isn't it? No, it's over here, I'm sorry. It's right here. That's where it exists.
It doesn't have to be demolished.
Doesn't have to be demolished, but we're showing parking right there. And once this is built, this would be a much better environment for people to occupy than their own building.
You don't need it for the access of the Sally Port?
You have to have the access to Sally Port. Right, we have to have it. We have to be able to access the Sally Port with the drive.
We taking down everything right here, Wayne?
Yes.
Main's part two?
Yes.
That's all the other?
Yes.
Right. So you'll have a new...
That's what I thought the initial discussion was going to be.
And it's a pretty tight site. I mean, we almost had to do that in order to be able to fit it on, but we had to. If we hadn't done that, we would have had to spend money relocating drives over here and doing a lot of utility work that would have, you know...
You're going to lose a lot of...
We still think that was very efficient use of the property.
You're going to lose a lot of rear parking. Where the Sally Port is and stuff like that is approximately where the parking is right now.
Well, we have parking. We have parking
down here. Gained away than it is now.
Right.
Right. You're going to have probably more parking in the end than you have right now. But you've got to demo a lot of that in order to build this. And this is the existing fire station right here. This yard right here is where the dumpster is located. It's also where the, I think, one of the generators is located right there.
Now, the generator is supposed to be for the town hall and the police station.
We have two generators. It was less expensive to buy two generators than to buy one. This project incorporates a new generator for town hall right here, and I think the other generator is right in this location right here.
And that's what makes better sense, because if one breaks...
Right, if one breaks, then you have backup.
Yeah, you're supposed to block and make...
Exactly. So you have some redundancy.
And the fire station is already on its generator, gas power.
Right.
So is that fence going to be removed back there, Wayne?
Are you referring to the fence that goes along here?
No, right by...
It's kind of like right where I'm showing right there.
No, that's not the one she's talking about.
No, behind this building.
She's talking about the one straight behind the town hall.
Oh, yes, it will.
We're actually going to have to take some of the legustrums out. You've got the beautiful big legustrums, but in order to get a walkway... It's so hard to read this. I'm sorry, so let out like that. There's a walkway that connects this building right here across. It goes right through those legustrums. But it really helps to connect both parts of the site together. If you walk. There are two oak trees, the 4 or 5 inch caliber oak trees, that will be spayed and relocated. And we haven't relocated that yet. We haven't concluded that conversation as where those are going to get relocated. But they will be. That is in the project. Pick those up and move them. And those are hardy. They'll survive this fire.
You said the current facility doesn't have to be demolished?
It does have to be
demolished. You don't have to get the additional parking.
If you want the additional parking.
But you have to access the Sally Port. Right. You have to have that loop.
You have to have the loop right. You've got to have a loop right here that goes through it. And I think the other building is like right here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about have to. Okay, the Sally Port, if it didn't have a Sally Port, all it had was like a lean-to where people would stay out of the rain. How much money are you talking about for just the Sally Port? Just the Sally Port, if you're pulling that out of the project?
That's basically what it is right now. It has two sliding doors, and on...
So it's not a lot of money.
On this side, right? You won't save much by taking that out.
Okay, just asking that.
The reason I ask the question, I'm getting some comments from some citizens in regards to the current building. would like to see the building remain structurally sound, has a good roof on it.
Well, you know.
What we gonna do with it?
I'm probably a good person to ask because I'm not sentimentally attached to that building. The building is an old house, so the walls inside are probably load bearing. All your ceiling joints are buried on the walls. You'd have to use it in the configuration it's in to make sense of the building. If you elected to keep that building here, you could have the entrance to the Sally Port approach from the north. We would have to create a drive through this direction, through the site, in order to get out of the Sally Port. So it could stay there, but it just wouldn't function very well architecturally for the entire site to keep that building.
We're functioning architecturally. We have a new construction, which is going to be a very contemporary building. And the building here adjacent to it is a traditional building. Would you explain a little further on how you propose to tie the two together with textures, the color, or landscaping? Because you've got two completely different architectural.
The wall colors on the building basically match the brick and the shingle colors of this building. Aside from that, it's metal panels, it's very contemporary, it's the direction that we see really headed. When you look at the new construction along Highway 1, you know, there's more of that, except for the residential work, than there is wood frame, stick frame construction. It's a building that will last a long time, where a stick frame building wouldn't last as long as it.
What percent of the total cost is demolition, would you guess?
The total cost?
Of the total, we're looking at about $3.3 million?
I would say probably 2%. I'm not a very good walking calculator, though. I'm thinking 50,000 or so for it, maybe or less tear it down and on 3 million, whatever that is. 3 and 50. Is that 2.5% better?
Where is the serious money? It's like 3.3 million. I mean, Scott and I were talking when he was a council member. 13 years ago, this building was built for $400,000. Where's the money in this thing? The feedback that we get is, you know, very, very global, but it's like you got a town with 2,600 people who spent $3 million on a police station.
First, remember that you have this very solid building.
Yeah.
Built for
I'm sure it's a good building, don't get me wrong.
I'm gonna walk down that road.
All right.
You got all the paving work, you've got all the utilities that have to service this building. We have generators here that cost $80,000 a piece, something like that. Then you have this building. And then you have this building. So you're looking at 26 and 34 is 6,252, you're looking at 11,200 square feet. So with the site development and the generator power and everything else that goes with it, it's a sizable project.
So if we leave out the archive building altogether and just use the end of the maintenance building for archive, that's a possibility.
You always have the option of taking the base bid only, even if it came in under budget.
Well, what is the base bid again? The
base bid would be this building right here.
Yeah.
Which has the partitions in it to create the archive.
Yeah.
Which has also the air conditioning,
right,
and control, all that.
Right.
And the police building.
And the main complex.
And the site work. Right.
And the archive building in the middle would be like a.
This is an add. That building is an add-on just to ensure that we can get it, that we can get your program needs met.
But the add alternate is already part of the 3.3.
Yes. And look, we also have a contingency in there. Okay.
The 10% contingency. I don't want to say that categorically, but it seems to be the top.
The little material storage area.
Right. I didn't mention that, but these are all those concrete block material
storage. Yeah.
Walls for material storage. which currently is kind of an eyesore.
Well, you can put sand.
Like you're in the ballpark.
Yeah, you can put your, bring your equipment right in there, pick it up, and then front end load it, dump it in the truck.
Keep from the road, keep it.
Right, keep, right, keeps it on, and it shields it from view.
So, this building, this is our maintenance building we have now, correct?
That's correct.
What happens to it? We'd stay.
It stays there.
Okay.
Stays there.
So we'll have this plus this.
That's correct.
Okay.
And that one in the bottom.
But this one here is going away.
Replace of what we got right here.
Yeah. This one's going away, replaced by this one.
Does the new one and the current one?
Could be an archive.
Line up, or it could be joint later on?
They could be. We actually separated them because, well, no one's told us that they wanted them joint. They do have the same profile, same pitch, could be shoved up each other. We separated them enough that we didn't have to have a firewall between them because we thought they were supposed to be, we were told they needed to be separate.
I mean, the elevation's lining up yet for both of them.
The two maintenance, there's a ditch right there too.
Oh, yeah, there's a swell there. It would involve some drainage issues.
The drainage ditch between those two where they are now, there's a drainage ditch right there.
Right, so right here, there is a drainage ditch that goes all the way across. And so if you push this up there, you'd be building on top of some sort of drainage, or we'd have to take the drainage, side drainage, a different direction. I think it drains in this direction, doesn't it? So we would have to take all this drainage, that'd be another project, just trying to figure out where the drainage will go for that. How are you going to get the water out?
All right, this is an informational meeting. Anybody has any questions or?
Please ask anything.
Yeah.
I have an answer, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, the guys who can answer it are here now. You want to go to the budgetary? Well, go ahead, Rhonda.
I had a question about the demolition. Has anything been looked into to see if there's any kind of hazardous material, asbestos or anything in that old building?
The demolition was taken out of the scope and that would be handled separately.
So the $3.3 million wouldn't include demo and the old police station?
Well, the $3.3 million is total project budget. I think the construction budget was a little less than that. But no, I'm not sure. It's not in our cost estimate, but I don't know what makes up the 3.3.
So you got
to
add that.
Is there any way that has a breakdown of what makes up the 3.3 million, like concrete, parking, building, of blah blah blah?
We have all that. Yes, of course we have. I didn't bring that to this meeting.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I'd like to get my hand on that also.
Sure. I'd really like to see a demo estimate because I know when you have to remediate anything with any hazardous, your cost skyrockets.
Well, we do a lot of renovation work, so we're always crossing that bridge. I don't think there'd be anything in that house. I've been through the house and I didn't see anything that looked like it would be dangerous.
I'm just wondering when they did the renovations 3 or 4 years ago, if they
remediated
them. Yeah,
looked
at it or remediated if they.
The only thing that could be in there, if you had anything at all, would probably be asbestos tile, a floor tile, and that's just a.
It's just all been replaced.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's possibly everything.
It's just a controlled demo, and you just bag it and take it to the right yard and dump it, pay for it. So you know, a lot of that. The fear of asbestos abatement, that sort of thing, is really.
But the asbestos problem you're going to have is if it gets crumbled up in the dust, then you breathe in. If it stays home and you keep it wet and you put it in a plastic bag and you label it,
right.
It will go to a normal landfill.
There are a lot of contractors out there.
It is naturally occurring.
I'm aware of that. I just know how costly they
are. It is. It's not a cheap thing.
We had to deal with that.
Because you got to get the level 2 abatement people.
In addition, are there any furnishings or any of the interior amenities included in the construction budget?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Completely furnished?
Yes.
Weight room?
Cabinets.
$70,000.
All cabinets.
All of that, this is turnkey, includes everything, you just walk in and turn lights on.
This assumes not one thing in the police station is transferable.
And that's a good point, too, because that's a pretty nice sized number.
Yeah.
You don't normally see in a project, but we included it in this capital budget.
So the only thing that we're not sure of is the demolition. the demolition is included in the total 3.3?
I thought it was, but I...
I thought it was.
Well, I think it is in the 3.3, but I think the total budget that we had for the buildings was a little less.
We'll look it up, it's not...
Well, you got 3.3, and you're saying a part of demolition, that's not including the building of what we built. That's a different project within the 3.3.
I think if my recollection is, we had talked about reducing the cost by pulling it out and doing it ourselves at some later date, or hiring a contractor ourselves, because we got a $50,000 grant from somebody. And we said, well, if we just pull it out of the project, and then we can decide, A, if we want to tear it down, and B, if we want to use that grant money to pay it down. That we didn't want, we didn't see at the time, Wayne helped me out, we didn't see the, at least I didn't see the benefit of having a guy who's used to building things, hiring somebody else to tear down something, when we could do that ourselves.
Yeah, it was kind of left up, not totally decided, but when he's talking about the $50,000 we got, an additional grant from the state on top of this money for this project, $50,000, which we don't have to match anything.
From a different source.
$50,000 to spend on this project.
It's not capital outlay, it's another source.
For the demolition of the building.
That was the $50,000.
But it wasn't totally decided yet.
No.
Now, that's just the building, that's just that building demo. All the rest of the site demo, which is sizable, is all included in these estimates.
We were going to do what was going to work best for the bid process, which we really hadn't figured out at that time, if that's making sense.
So basically, what you're saying is, we can use that $50,000 and hire somebody ourselves to...
Correct.
And save the contractor.
Or we can do something else with it in the project, up to us.
Or we can add it to the project, it's very simple to do, very minor.
Or if we kept the building, it wouldn't be any cost.
Well, that's not right. We still have to maintain it and keep utilities running.
Well, not just that, but we also have to develop some sort of roadway in here that would come around this way instead of just this loop.
The configuration that they would do.
Yeah, we'd have to do a lot of...
If we didn't tear it down, what would we use it for? That's my question, is it going to sit there with nothing in it? If we talk about keeping it, what are we going to do with it?
And you'd have to keep it.
That would be my question.
If you do keep it, and it costs you $50,000 to do what else you got to do, you're not gaining anything anyway. You're saying you got to do some additional work if you keep the building.
I mean...
Let's go back to the plan view, the top view of the building that shows the different rooms and all that. You got where that is?
That one right there.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, see, I got a point. Okay. This right here is a kitchen. Where's the weight room?
That's the weight room right here.
Weight room. Kitchen, weight room, what's that?
That's patrol. That's basically, that's where the officers meet in the morning, Jim, and they go down their agenda for the day.
All right. Those things, you know, on a scale for the town, really look physically large. Can you give me an idea what this size is?
They're really not large.
I don't know.
That room right there is probably, well, kind of hard.
I mean, in feet.
So this is probably, for the patrol rooms, 18 by 18 or so.
Yeah.
That's probably 18 by 20.
Okay. Like a bedroom?
Yeah, this room we're in is...
Much bigger than that.
Much bigger than that. Lot bigger. 18 by 20 is like a master bed.
This is 32, this room is 32 by 30 or so, so...
That's about half.
No, it'd be like a quarter of this room.
Quarter.
Quarter of this room.
Okay. And this up here is what?
That's emergency.
Oh, that's the EOC.
EOC.
That's fully equipped with TVs and the whole nine yards?
All of that.
So when we have an emergency, it wouldn't be the fire station, it would be here?
That's right.
And all that equipment is included also.
The flat screen TV, all the IT setup and all that, whatever.
Now, what is this year?
We have a budget for that. That right there is the assistant chief's office.
Okay. And we have an assistant chief.
It's just name that. I mean, we can.
Yeah, we tried to build in a little bit of growth.
What is this?
Sergeant Alton.
And this is what?
That's following room.
Would have been inside of it.
Have a plan if you need them.
Oh, yeah, I've got a set of plans if you want to see.
Do you want to, flip to the, part of the presentation where you have the money laid out?
Okay, you want to go down to the end?
Yeah, let's do that.
That, be back and read it.
Yes.
Okay, can you go to the next slide? Okay. All right, we're showing the building cost. Now, this is the state's portion, isn't it? Isn't that right?
Yes.
Right, $2,011,000. And this number can't be right right here. Go back.
Go back up and let's see what's called.
I'm getting backwards here on this thing. I think we were just showing the drawdown. We didn't have the totals on it, but starting in August, if it bids in August, or if the plans are released in August, the first drawdown would probably be for your bond and the mobilization and all that in September. And each month through the, I think we had 16 months, if I'm not mistaken, for the construction, we estimated from other jobs that were similar what percentage of the total money would be drawn down each month. So this is the Brule share in green, and this is the state share in white, which is three times the Brule share.
Yeah, go to the next.
That's your contingency.
I was trying to read this thing this afternoon before it came in here. I thought I understood.
Right, that's the contingency right there. We had $115,125 for equipment. That's all FF&E. That would be all the furniture and the exercise equipment for the fitness room and computers and all that.
Cameras. Recording.
Cameras are in the base bid. We have all of the we have security cameras that are scattered around the building and the site. All that's digitally recorded. That's in the base.
Tom, what you have here? This is the drawdown on the fee part of it only. This is the drawdown from the town on the actual building itself. Correct. So those two are different from each other. So the 843 is the town's portion, the way you have it laid out.
Right.
This is the state's portion.
That's right.
Okay.
So the total is $2,800,000 for the building, and then you have $115,000. This is why I couldn't remember these numbers. And you have $115,000 for the FF&E equipment and all that.
Yeah.
On top of that. So the number is really under $3 million. And I think the capital outlay is 3.3.
It's based on a cost of 3.3. It's not.
So we have that contingency.
It's $2.5 million from the state, and then we got our 25%.
This is the last one you sent for the breakdown of all the costs.
Yeah. And you remember the security cameras too? He said indoor, you can have several outdoor.
Yes, ma'am.
Drop a little corner.
Who
was asking this?
The demolition.
Yeah.
Ron was asking.
Because if you have, you don't have man.
Demolition by others. That was the $8,000.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Now, that was just for the building itself.
Yeah.
Demo for all the site workers, including all the site
right, members. Yeah. We had separated out the whether or not we tear that building down.
Right. And it was because you had a grant and we decided at the time you could save the market.
I thought you were going to
do it. So if we ever wanted to see what the cost estimates were,
y'all want to make some copies of this?
We can get them to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give them to her, Doc.
Yeah.
Okay.
So really, what that schedule shows, if by some miracle we actually do start in the middle of August, then the schedule shows that by 2015 calendar year is when the project would be finished. Is that right? Am I looking at that right?
That's correct. December 2015.
So we would be able to break down how much we spend in the 13-14 year and then the 14-15 year.
Now, this schedule is a conservative schedule. I mean, you may have a contractor come in and say, well, you know, I don't need as much time as you got in. I get done by October.
Right, right.
And that's, you know, more power to him. But he just makes more money or saves more money or whatever. And you get your facilities in. But that also means that, depending on his schedule, that he'll be billing a little bit faster and your share will be a little bit more. Now, you can tell the contractor that it has to take 16 months, but doesn't mean that he won't bill for 90% of it up here, or 95% of it, and then just sit on it. So.
And hope there's no harm.
We think we're pretty accurate with the amount of time. We've talked to several contractors about the project.
The plans and specifications are 100% complete right now? Plans, I mean, they're ready to go? Everything?
No, not 100%. We're about 99% because we have to wait until we get our advertisement for bid for the specs. That's about all we have left.
The fire marshal.
And the fire marshal. We've got to submit. The fire marshal forms are all filled out, ready to go. Plans are sitting there, ready to be driven over to Independence Park. But when the fire marshal's comments come back, if we decide to go ahead and release plans for bid, if he has a comment we have to address, then we'll do that within 10. But if you tell us to go ahead and send him in tomorrow, then we'll get his comments back before we go to bid. And if there's any changes, if he wants an extra, there's always something. He may say, I need a smoke detector over there, or, yeah.
But so, for all practical purposes, they're as done as they can be done.
They're 100% done for all practical purposes.
I mean, they're done to the point where a contractor could look at it, and he could come up with a really good bid. He could put in a very well thought out bid.
About 10 pounds of it, right here.
Yeah. That's a
fill that whole container, you open up the detail, I can tell you.
Can you get back to the screen and show the building at night with the lights?
Okay, so that would be the last slide, I believe.
With the window, and how it looks like that.
That's the very bottom.
Thanks.
That one.
Yeah, so that's the front part that's facing the driveway out here with the windows, the lights, and the windows. Am I looking at it?
That's right.
Tom, I don't want you to, if you want to sit down, you can. I don't want you to have a car in here, but I want to ask you a simple question that someone else asked me and feels needs to be asked. If we told you to go back to your office and to come back with the same floor plan, except we wanted the building to look just like this with just bricks on the outside, what difference would that make in the cost? And I know that's a loaded question. Would it be the same, significantly less, or more? I mean, we would pay you.
We would have to start over. You would have to start over from the very beginning.
But I mean, the shell, you know, the weight room and the kitchen and the chief's office and all those look similar to this, but why would you have to start over? Explain that to me.
Well, we would have to start over because all of the systems, and we had several slides that weren't included in this PowerPoint, we took out the last minute, but all the systems are integrated together. The air conditioning ductwork and piping and plumbing and everything else fits in that piece of architecture right there.
So
if we went back to a wood frame house, but for one thing, you can't build a wood frame house like this building is right here because of the use of the building, because of that processing area. The code wouldn't allow that, so we would still have to do something different. But I mean, it would be a major overhaul.
I'm not suggesting that. I want to hear the answer. I want everybody to hear the answer. Okay.
We would have to throw this set of plans away and start over. No doubt about it. There's nothing that we could salvage in this set that we could stick a shingle roof on top.
Okay. And go through another 3 years of process.
Well, that's
no, there ain't gonna be no more. After this, I'm capital outlay.
Wayne
did 99% of the work.
15th hours with capital outlay on this.
I ain't going back to the legislature again.
It's PhD in capital outlay.
I've seen all the sausage made. I don't want to see it in one lifetime. Thank you.
This is a building that you would definitely be proud of.
Can you go back to the floor plan?
That's it.
Jamie?
Yes.
For a town our size, a Sally Port, I guess interrogation room, fitness room, and a kitchen. I know we need to look to the future. Is that necessary?
I believe so.
Matt, just take a line and draw it, you know, and just cut that off.
This Sally Port right here.
Right.
There's a jail that we designed in Kenner, the Kenner Jail, that started in a municipal complex. And you had an open Sally Port. And every time they bring a prisoner in, they had to station two or three other policemen outside in case he made a run for it. Mm-hmm. And they had City Hall right across the parking lot. So what this is security. When you bring a prisoner in, processing or to question him, you have to keep him under a protected lock and key. Fail safe security. That's what the interlock on all this is about. When that car comes in and they close the doors behind it, that prisoner cannot get out into the public. He can't go running down the backyards of everybody's house on the street. So Sally Port for a police facility is a very important security element in the facility. And I would strongly recommend that to do it.
What do we do now? I mean, this doesn't have to do with the police station. You go to the sheriff's office?
No, we walk them in the front door and sit them down and put them in there. We've been very, very, very fortunate.
But I mean, that's just, how many of you look like that? I have no idea. I mean, 10 a month? 1 a month?
10 a month, maybe, you know, right now. But looking to the future, God knows what we would have.
This really, you know, we really projected this program to meet your needs for the next 20 years.
Interview room, right now, we just set up a camera on a little tripod and do it in there, you know, in the conference room or my office or wherever. Fitness room, I mean, we just, matter of fact, just last week, the state sent out, after the legislature finished, another list of mandates for police officers. They have 36 hours of continuing education based on different things. And they're going to start working fitness into it, where they have to have so many hours a month in fitness that they have to be able to prove on log sheets. I don't know how we're going to accomplish that right now.
Yes.
But I think that would be something in the future that would be important.
Can we walk it off
right quick? No, I'm okay.
Well, I mean, I just had some people that questioned the large number that it would cost to build a police station. You know, from a town standpoint, we're looking at 800,000 max that we have.
That's over half of our surplus.
Yeah, and I don't know. On the other hand, if we build the small police station without the capital outlay, it'll cost us $1 million. So, you know, the question.
And we got two other buildings.
Two other buildings to go with it. See, I thought we were building a police station for $3 million, which that makes a whole different. Not old, but it's still a lot of money. But I mean, with capital outlay, where can you get $2.5 million for free?
That's the point. You know, so, you talked about cost of construction, and this was built $400,000 something like that.
Yeah, I never seen it.
We built probably half the office buildings up and down the new Blue Bonnet Corridor, if you're familiar with that in Baton Rouge, and several on Jefferson Highway and other places. Probably 100 buildings. And the price point on those buildings, which are stick frame, 10-foot play nights, is small residential DX units, is about $175 a square foot right now. Okay, that's the contractor's price to build it, and he sells it for more than that. If this is 6,000 square feet, this building we're in, and I guarantee it costs at least $175 a square foot, would be $1,050,000 for this building today.
Okay.
Today. So don't, you know, I'm cautioning not to get lost in yesterday's prices for construction.
Let me ask you a question that I could probably look up the answer, but I don't know if I can. Looking at it from a very macro standpoint, we have a police administration building, we have an archive building, and we have a combination maintenance in it. Aggregate storage area. It's called it one unit. What percentage of the total cost of the project would be the administration building? by itself and compared to the whole price?
Yeah, just a guess.
I can tell you. But I mean, there are things like all the site work, which serves all of it together.
Yeah, the site work goes with it. You can't have it, you can't have it without the site work.
That building, this building right here will probably cost $210 a square foot. I'll say $220.
Sounds $5,200.
$200. So $1,144,000.
Okay. So that would mean the...
Not a whole lot more than it costs to replace this building right here.
No, what I'm getting at now, the archive building would be what? Would be what cost? Just by itself?
Archive's probably about the same, maybe a little bit less per square foot, maybe $180 a square foot.
And it's 2,600 square feet, so that would be... I got one right here, but I don't know.
$468,000.
And then the maintenance building would be?
The maintenance building's probably $45 a square foot.
And that's times...
Well, it might be a little bit more, we've got...
That'd be like $150,000.
Tom, how much was the fire station basement?
The what now? What was the question? Did you do that?
Yeah, we did, but I don't remember how much it was. My partner handled that job, and I don't remember how much the cost was.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What I'm trying to angle at is that if we send the bid, out, the bid's gonna have the main building, the archive building, and the maintenance building in the bid. If it comes to pass, if the council decides we don't want a maintenance building, or we don't want an archive building, that's still possible.
We can do it.
Because they're separate from each other.
All we have to do is change one page in our bid spec.
Yeah.
The bid sheet. And so, we can call the maintenance building, we can call either one.
So, yeah. If the 3.3 turns into 2.9 because we got really good bids, we might be more inclined to bid all three. If the 3.3 turns into 3.4 or 3.5, then we always can say no archive building, no maintenance building, or one of the other.
The only trick with state projects, Mayor, is that you have to take them in the order of priority. So however you list them in bid form. So you have to decide which one's most important for you.
Well,
it would have to be alternate number one, and the other would have to be alternate.
Okay, that's fine. And the council can do that.
You can do that, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Right. And that won't affect the capital outlay. It'll still be at 75-25.
It'll be the same amount of money.
If we spend less than their 2.5, they're not going to be mad at it.
They won't be mad at it.
They won't be mad. But it's, you know, I don't want to oversimplify it because Wayne knows more than anybody, maybe Tom knows, but there's a lot of paperwork involved in any change, but as far as actually getting it done, it's like pulling teeth, but it gets done. I mean, just changing the name from police and fire station to just police station was like, you know, we had to go to a legislative committee and all kinds of crap. You know, it needs to be done that way, but it just... That ain't gonna happen.
I would caution you, don't.
The big thing is where the general's going to go along. That's the only. That's why we have this meeting, because that's the only real stuff.
Along the prices.
Of course I did. Yeah,
we figured pretty.
Yeah, we figured higher than everything we've shown.
Yeah,
we're really expecting the bids to come in.
I mean, no architect wants to stand in front of people like you and say, "Well, I'm sorry, I didn't have enough money in the job."
Yeah. You know. Well, the purpose of this meeting is to have you come and go over the thing with the council members. And listen to all the questions, try to answer the questions, because eventually the council is going to have to make a decision on whether we want to dig that deep into our savings for this project. Now, along with that, they need to understand all the options that we have. You know, like where are we, what could happen, what could not happen. And if there's anybody on the council, and certainly in the audience, who has any questions about that, you need to speak up now. We're going to have many, many more meetings on this, but this is an informational meeting, and Tom Holden's not going to be at all of our meetings. So if you got anything that has to do with this building, a question, he's very, very responsive to phone calls, but it's better if you ask now while everybody can hear the same answer. You know, if you have any comments or questions or anything. Yes, sir.
I don't know Tom Holden from anybody. I know Bill Holden.
I hope he has a lot of money, though.
But I got to tell you, I have no idea, and I'm not saying we need or we don't need. I would rely on the chief and certainly Wayne on this, but This project is very, very grandiose, in my opinion. Weight room, I don't know if we need a weight room. Patrol room, I mean, we got one guy on patrol at one time, maybe two at the most. I don't know how you need that, but boil all that out of that. I like the emergency preparedness room. I like the generator ready room. I like that. All I'm looking at is, when we look at these numbers as a whole, I think the whole project gets distorted, in my mind. If the town of Brule is putting up $800,000, and I've heard $600,000, I've heard $700,000, I've heard $843,000 here, I don't know what the number is, but if it's $800,000, and building two doesn't get built, building three doesn't get built, just the police station, that's still 5,200 square foot, right?
Right.
5,200. If you were going to lay out $800,000 on 5,200 square foot, you're talking about 150, 160 bucks a foot is what you're paying. The state is footing a bill on this thing. I know you got to match this part of your money. Don, you're absolutely right. That's a lot of savings. But you will never, never get this opportunity again to pay 25 cents on the dollar, or to build that building or any building like it for $150 a foot. Ain't no way. So I just want you to realize what you're getting. And I'm not even talking about them other buildings. I don't want to say I don't care about them. They were not influenced by a decision. The police station is what's driving the bus on this. Would you be willing to pay $800,000 of your money for that building right there? That's what I think you got to look at. The rest of the stuff just comes, it's free.
Well, if it were only this building, you wouldn't pay for $800,000. You'd pay just something less. 25% of that building, which would be what, $200,000.
Yeah, that's right.
Larry, 25 years.
Yeah, more.
Now we figured it was about $1 million
or
something, right?
$1.4 million.
So it'd be, you probably.
But the point is, you get it per square foot cheap.
But your concept is pure. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm not saying we need all that. I'm just saying, take a good look at it, because you're never going to get another swing at the plate.
Well, I know, and you don't want to underbuild. That's worse than over.
It happens all the time. Look at the bridge going right across the Mississippi. They underbuild.
What is the general feeling about general signing this?
You guess a good one.
It's not giving crossing.
This is total speculation on my part. For if we've been involved in this capital outlay since 2010, I started the second day we applied, and I said, there ain't no way that anybody can look and say, I'm building a police station in Brule, but I'm closing hospitals, welfare is getting cut, teachers up higher education getting cut. It ain't gonna happen. You look at it and you say, well, where are our priorities? You know, but every step along the way, it keeps passing. And also another factor, that one thing that I even told Paul Rainwater when he was involved in it, I said, you mean to tell me Kyle Hatton and Zwali and places like that can put up 25%? I mean, there's not a lot of places can put up 25%. They all broke. So you have things pulling against each other. We can put up 25% of a project like that. I don't see how other people can. It might be approved, and General's got the list right now, saying, well, they ain't putting up their 25%. They're off. You know, they're off there. And you might end up with enough money without even having to cut anybody. I don't know. I got so many things pulling in so many different directions. All I know is we are now where it's down to one person deciding, and I have no reason to believe he will and no reason to believe he won't. I just feel like
he's going to sign this bill. Huh? He may not. He's going to sign this.
Well, he ain't going to sign it, but
he may veto.
When I say sign it, I'm talking about line item.
Right. I'll block the bill if anybody wants to throw up and look at some of these projects in here.
Yeah, see, let me also say,
74 pages long.
You're exactly right. Excuse me for the point. When it comes to life safety and law enforcement and protection communities,
that's
the way it was. I'm telling you, I've never seen them do one. If it's not this far, they won't veto.
Wait a second.
Lance, I can tell you, There's been a lot of people, a lot of legislators, senators on our side with this project. Karen St. Germain was very instrumental. And that was one of her comments was right there. Police station, I'm all for. Police fire station, stuff like that. We talking construction type buildings that's going to be there forever. You know, they for that. They want that. They want Louisiana to look sharp with their buildings and their, everything like that. And that they, I mean, if, I don't want to say that. But there's been a lot of people that have stuck their neck out for this project for us. I'm a leaver to that.
You know, I'm fond of betting on horses. And I don't do good at that. But I'm betting that he will approve it. That's just my gut feeling. I have no basis for that other than just like I want to bet on number three in the third race. So, yeah, I mean, that's about as good a bet as you can get from me. But I just, you know, we made it this far. Why not? I mean, you know, when you're talking police and fire, everybody bows down. You know, oh, man. So, I mean, there's a lot of good things. There are a lot of things going in our direction. But I have no clue. I don't think there's anybody got a clue. We've talked to people in administration. They don't know. They just work up there. He decides. That's the governor of Louisiana. So, but all jokes aside, what I think we ought to do, we being the five council members and anybody in this room and anybody that lives in the town, is we ought to proceed like this is going to happen. The time to make decisions is now, not wait until after he says, okay, it's approved. Oh, shucks, well, we got to make a decision. I would not have brought this before the council unless I thought this was going to happen. And I think it's going to happen. If I'm wrong, maybe we ain't lost nothing. But if I'm right, we got to be prepared. So there's going to be an agenda item at the next committee meeting to talk about this. And you all have time to talk about it, think about it, just discuss it. We're not going to vote on anything. In fact, we probably won't. What would be the next time we vote on it? Authorize a contract? Bids?
You don't vote to accept the bid.
So we'd have to have a budget ordinance.
They would go off a bid.
That's what I'm saying. That'll be a vote eventually, and eventually we'll have to have a budget adjustment and stuff like that. But the real point is get a meeting in the minds of council members on what the town of Bowie wants to do from this point on with this project.
And how much space would there be between that building and this building?
Approximately 20 feet and 6 inches, so that we don't have to fire rate the walls.
Six and 1/16.
What about that time capsule that's out there?
It'll be moved.
We're going to put it in the ground underneath the tree that's out there where we put it.
It's part of the tree. We'll move it.
It'll probably go over the tree.
And a little bit about the floor plans. When we started out, I mean, we had holding cells and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, we trimmed this
thing. We're here away from, because that's just something you have to man it. And they kept telling me, don't underbuild. The kitchen, nobody's going to go cook in the kitchen every day, I can guarantee.
Well, you don't know an emergency situation,
that's why it's
if we had shown you a floor plan, there's a big table in the middle of that kitchen with chairs, so the kitchen doesn't look quite so big when you put a table with chairs in there. And, you know, plans are really difficult to read, especially on a screen like this. You can't really tell how big that is. You know, it's just large enough to have a desk.
I would just like for you to do everything you can to tie the two buildings together into a complex. At first, the building was back here, and we have this traditional building here, and now they're 20 feet apart. You've got a very modern, contemporary structure right next to a traditional. But whatever you can do to try to tie it together, the complex, I think.
Well, we might be able to do a little of that with the landscaping.
Trees, texture, materials.
Where it just kind of carries over.
Yeah.
Ties them together.
Okay, anybody?
So the chief's office is going to look right into the mayor's office, and the mayor's office is going
to run a string of two cans.
That's our telecommunications center.
So we can hold hands more.
So I told him that was fine, just keep Debbie's office door away from my office door.
There's no windows
by my window.
Hi, chief, I'm jealous.
She can still find.
That's a solid
one. Hey, if it's any consolation, she ain't gonna knock on your door before she barges in. She don't knock on mine.
I need to sign it.
the money, not all the bulk of the work is gonna be from the ground down, you know, site prep. I like 1% of that.
Oh, my gosh, I'd have to take that spreadsheet out and look at it. Are you asking for just the flooring and the foundation work?
You're tearing them buildings down, you're ripping up concrete, you're leveling stuff, you're adding there, you're changing drains somewhat. And this total number, about 1% we're talking about, because you keep talking about the civil work, which to me is from the earth down, that you're gonna have to do to prep this ground and build all this stuff. 1% of that number is in there. I don't need 20-foot, 6-inch.
If I stand at a number, I'd be wrong. I don't know. I can take the estimate and get back to you and tell you exactly where it is.
All right.
But I just gotta go down the list of what all's included. So you wanna know, what does all the prep?
I wanna know the buildings is, this building cost this, the site prep cost this. That's really four phases to me. We got three buildings and what we do with these grounds. And what we do with the grounds is just as important as what this building is gonna look like.
All right.
You got four buildings, you got one, you gonna tear that. Plus these.
Okay.
We'll get back.
That's all right. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Joe, I'd like to thank you for sending out that email. No. I tell you, it's amazing now how few people know what's going on. And this has been very informative. And this is totally different. I'm like, Scott, I didn't know this was all gonna take place.
Right.
The thing that takes.
I would say conservatively, yeah, 50 people that I've seen.
If you put out a newsletter for the town of Burley, please, maybe these people will read the mail.
It was in Visions West. It was a picture of this thing.
Wasn't it in a West Side of town?
Yeah, in fact, Terry Jones called me this afternoon.
They don't have no idea.
He wants to get some of the, a couple of the sketches or something.
We have two meetings a month, and it's the same amount of people that come.
That's right.
And I've been on here for 15 years, so that number ain't gonna change.
Well, you're not right about that. When we build the Section 8 housing in town. Are we in collusion? When we in collusion or derelict in our duty?
If we're only building staying in all these quarters.
Like you're gonna do the back door.
I said all these quarters. I said, take a fist to that.
Okay.
Y'all are strange, y'all are calling to the parents and the privilege.
Yeah, okay, marks of personal privilege, anyone?
You just said it.
Okay, German.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Andre, second, Mr. Eastler, say aye.
7:16.